incident I must tell you about. There was a boat of Spanish registry which came to Lisbon and picked up a dozen or so yeshiva bachers who had come down from Sweden, who had been in Sweden during the war. And and they were the only ones that boarded there. The others would be, the bulk of people would be boarded at Barcelona. So the rabbi in Lisbon came to the office and said, "Mr. Beale, this is a great event. It's the first time the boat has come to Lisbon, which is going to Eretz Israel. Let me kosher.
This was being loaded up for Israel, not for the United States.
It was for Palestine, not for the United States.
Oh, to Palestine.
Yes.
All right.
And he wanted to kosher the boat. So he says, "It won't cost the joint a penny extra, I assure you." And so how could I say no to that? So he did what was ever necessary with hot coals and boiled water. And are you familiar?
I don't know how to, you know,
yes.
But anyway, yeah.
All right, so the following day, when I went down to give board money and to sign the necessary papers, and I've boarded the ship, and I see four live oxen coming down. And the rabbi's with me. He says, "Don't worry." He says, "There's no way to refrigerate meat, and they will be slaughtered en route." So I said, "But where will you get a shochet? It's going to be kosher." "God will give. God will give." Well, a riot, quote unquote, broke out at the quay, because in Spain you load cattle by putting around the belly, what do you call that? A halter.
Yeah.
A huge halter. In Portugal, the halter is put around the head and the animal is loaded. Well, the Portuguese police insisted it had to be the Portuguese manner.
Yeah.
And the Spanish captain says, "But this is Spanish territory." So finally, I think that's where was my first outstanding act of diplomacy. I said, "Why can't we put a halter around the neck and one around the body?" And they were hoisted simultaneously. Well, the boat stopped at Tangier first for a few people. And I said, I cabled ahead that if there was a shochet there, to give him top priority. Word came that the boat left without a shochet. And it went to Barcelona. When it left Barcelona, I was afraid to ask. I subsequently told this story my first trip to Israel, which was 51. And I forget who it was, but he knew all about this incident. The cattle had arrived alive.
All four of them.
In Palestine. And they went out to a kibbutz. So somewhere, and they had no meat, but they had plenty of cheese and sardines and various other things to eat en route.